Item is first time certain, item 582.
Proclaim June 4 through 10 to be Timbers, Thorns FC, and T2 Stand Together Week.
Commissioner Fish.
Thank you, Mayor. So I'm going to invite up Timber Joey, Jordan Farwell, and I think Caitlin is here. And Caitlin, I apologize, I don't know your last name.
Okay, Jones.
Caitlin Jones. Okay. We're very glad you're here. I believe Jack Jewsbury could not join us.
Yeah, he couldn't make it. So we also have Kristen Cagnale.
Oh, good. Well, the more the merrier. Please come up.
Yeah.
Why don't you all take a seat next to a mic. Mayor, I have to tell you that Timber Joey was briefly detained downstairs because he tried to bring a chainsaw in with him and didn't read the fine print at the front door. But we're so pleased to have you here with us today. This is the seventh time that the council has had a chance to celebrate what's now an institution in our community, the Timbers Stand Together Week. It's a week of service. This week, this year, the Timbers, the Thorns, and T2 will support organizations ranging from the Oregon Food Bank to Solve to ERCO to Zenger Farm and many others. We're so grateful that the Timbers family is organizing these events, and for starstruck people like me, that they get a twofer out of participating because you often get to work side by side with a player, and that's pretty exciting too. The mayor is going to sort of commemorate this day by issuing a proclamation, which is a very big deal. But before he does so, we wanted to ask Timber Joey and any of our invited guests if they wanted to say a few words, and then the mayor will issue his proclamation, and then we'll ask for a photograph. Timber?
Yeah. Well, we just want to thank Mayor Ted Wheeler and City Commissioners for this proclamation. It does mean so much to us, and we're really excited to embark on our seventh year with the city. And just want to extend an invitation. There are still some open spots for projects. So if you go on the Hands-On website or the Stand Together website, you can find available projects to come out and join us.
That's terrific. And so you beat Commissioner Fritz to the question because she often asks, where can you find it on the website? Tell us again, what's the website address?
Yeah, so the Hands-On Portland website has the sign-ups, or you can kind of link from the Timbers website under the Stand Together drop-down.
And when does this officially start?
June 9th. Saturday.
That's great. Timber, you want to say a few words?
Yeah, is this close enough? 6 inches?
Perfect.
So it's very exciting. I actually don't even know when Stand Together Week starts and when it ends because I'm one of the people that gets to go out and do these projects all the time. So it's very exciting. So it's actually a day in the life of me is what you get to do when you come out. You get to stand next to a player, and I know that I am standing next to Andy Tulamas.
Is that
Tuloma? For one of my first events on Saturday, and I believe Sam. Remind me the last name again.
Armenteros
is going to be at one of my events. I know Jack Jewsbury will be there. Nat Borchers, not only historical Timbers players, but also the guys that are the up-and-comers that are going to be superstars. And then we can turn it a little bit to the Thorns, too. I believe Tobin Heath signed up for some of these events.
Wow.
You know, the world's greatest player. Christine Sinclair will probably be out. And then we have some young up-and-coming Thorns as well. So it's very exciting, a chance for everybody to get out, do good in the community, but also get to rub elbows with some of their heroes.
I have to ask you guys, I don't want to put you on the spot, but do you find Mike Golub as hard to work with as we find him?
No, he's amazing, and he's, you know, a champion of our philanthropy and of Stand Together Week. So we're grateful for his support.
I'm a little surprised he's not sitting up there somewhere yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are, too.
There's an open seat.
Before the mayor reads the proclamation, Joey, I wanted to ask you something. Let's say sometime this summer there is a game that we win 14-0. So you've spent the entire evening chopping, you know, slicing wood.
Sure.
Now, when you do it, who gets these souvenirs? Who do they go to?
So all of the log slices go to the player who scored the goal or the keeper who got the shutout. Now, what they do with that is their own decision.
They get all of them.
Whichever player gets each slice, yeah. So most of the players will donate them back to our Stand Together projects, and you can find them online at our online auctions. or at our Stand Together banquet, where they'll be signed and dated what goal it was.
So you're saying that we might be able to go online and bid on one of the slices of wood signed by the team?
The actual piece that was cut for the specific goal for the specific player.
Because, I mean, I was selfishly thinking at some point at City Hall, we'd love to have a display, you know, of something like that. But it's all for a good cause, so I see what you're saying. You're making it very clear we have to pay for it, which is appropriate.
We do a lot of great things in the community, and all you'd be doing is supporting this community.
Yeah, absolutely. So. Mayor?
Very good. So Commissioner Fritz, please.
Thank you. And you're also welcome to borrow my scarf, just like the mayor is.
Thank you.
Did they bring one for you, Commissioner?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I just want to say thank you very much for all you do. I was at an event with David Douglas High School with Timber Joey and Midge Purse and Ife Onamonu, mm-hmm. who at the time had not yet played, so I didn't know how to say her name, and now I've heard it many times, and she's fantastic.
And I don't know if you know, but Midge was just called up for the U.S. Women's National Team.
I do. I'm on it. But they came from the Boston Breakers, and I asked them, did you do things like this, go to high schools and get, you know, rapturous fans in Boston? And they both laughed uproariously and said no. And I have been watching football since I was about 5 years old, and in Europe and here now. Thank you. And there's nothing like this anywhere in the world, where supporters not only do kind things every single match, like making collections for various good causes, they also, all through the year, it's not just Stand Together Week, like you said, there's good stuff going on the whole time. So thanks to Timbers Army and to the Rose City Riveters, as well as to the Thorns organization. It's a great partnership, and it makes me very, very proud to have this organization as part of our Soccer City USA.
Very good. Well, thank you, Commissioner Fritz, for lending me this as well. It's in the spirit of the day, and I'm sorry I didn't think to bring my own. So thank you for being here. It is my honor on behalf of the City Council to read a proclamation. Proclamations are a statement of our values as a council and an opportunity to celebrate as a community. So we appreciate your being here for this. Whereas the City of Portland is proud to be home to the Portland Timbers, Portland Thorns FC, and Timbers 2 professional soccer teams. And whereas the Timbers, Thorns, and T2 are committed to giving back to our community and promoting civic engagement through their community platform, Stand Together. And whereas the City of Portland is proud to partner with the Timbers, Thorns, and T2 in organizing the 7th annual Stand Together Week, a week of community service. Whereas approximately 1,000 volunteers, including the Timbers Army, Rose City Riveters, players, coaches, team ambassadors, front office staff, sponsors, and community members will participate in Stand Together Week. Whereas Stand Together volunteers will host 30 community events and projects throughout Portland, including building homes, restoring local parks, pulling ivy, creating healing gardens, cleaning children's books, leading soccer clinics, and more. And whereas Stand Together will support local, mission-driven nonprofits, including Active Children Portland, Children's Book Bank, Playworks, Immigrant and Refugee Community Organization, Virginia Garcia Memorial Health Center, Zanger Farm, Solve, and the Oregon Food Bank, among others. And whereas Stand Together Week is a call to action by the City, the Portland Timbers, Portland Thorns FC, and Timbers 2 and our community partners to inspire people to give back through community service. Now, therefore, I, Ted Wheeler, Mayor of the City of Portland, Oregon, the City of Roses, do hereby proclaim June 9th through June 15th, 2018, to be Timbers, Thorns FC, and T2 Stand Together Week in Portland, encourage all residents to observe and participate in this week. Thank you for being here. Appreciate it.
Mr. Fritz, you already know this, but I just looked it up on my phone. The three players called up to the national team, our team, because I think there are other players called up to other national teams, are Tobin Heath, Lindsay Horan, and Midge Purse. And it doesn't say specifically, but Midge Purse may be the one of the first Ivy League players to ever make the team. I mean, she was a Harvard All-American and a finalist for the best player in the game from an Ivy League school, which, mm-hmm. frankly, we're so accustomed to hearing about North Carolina, UC, you know, West Coast teams, other things. It's pretty extraordinary.
We have two Ivy League teams.
University of Portland.
Well, of course, University of Portland. But I'm being magnanimous. And really an extraordinary record, but from an Ivy League school, and who would have thunk it? So,
yeah, photo, incredible.
Yeah. Photo op up here. Thanks.
It'd be around your wrist. That's all right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're all my witnesses. I'm handing you back.
That's right.
That's
a really good one. That's a great one. All right.